Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins newsflash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. A lawyer for a woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sex assault decades ago said she would be willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week if they can agree to terms that are, quote, fair and which ensure her safety, unquote. The email from an attorney for Christine Blasey Ford also says that holding the session on Monday isn't possible. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have said Monday would be her chance to testify. People on Puerto Rico and across our listening area took time out on the first anniversary of Hurricane Maria. Governor Cuomo commemorated the anniversary by announcing a planned memorial to Maria's victims to be built in Battery Park. A former top Cuomo aide has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud and accepting bribes. Joseph Percoco was convicted back in March. The Archdiocese of New York has hired a former federal judge to review its procedures and protocols for handling allegations of sex abuse. Cardinal Dolan announced the appointment of Barbara Jones, saying he was ordering the review because Catholics in New York have demanded what he called accountability, transparency, and action from church leadership. Mourners crowded into a Brentwood funeral home to say their final goodbyes to Evelyn Rodriguez. She is the woman who was thrust into the national spotlight and became a vocal MS-13 critic when her 16-year-old daughter and her daughter's friend were killed in 2016, allegedly by gang members. Alarming news from federal health officials. A new CDC study says the number of Americans with Alzheimer's and other related dementia will double by the year 2060. AccuWeather calling for a cloudy overnight, low 63 in the city, 50s in many suburbs. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.